Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Parashat Chayei Sara. Today's class will be for the refuah של המאה ועוד החולים וכללם חמדה ברכה ונשענה אמן חנוכה ונפקה שרה במנהיר שלום ומסענה דוד מלאכה נפה ודורה ונפקה בדרכה ונפקה בנסדר שלום ומסער פרי מלאם ושבן חנה יפה בן מרים יהודה בן יפה חיה סבר שכורה וחה וחנה שמחה בן מלכה מרים מדחה ולס מרים חנה לנה בן נאום מלכה סבר דמר סבר חנה גבית גמר ברכה דן בן אסס חמד נלכם דמר מכה לשם בן אסר יום הנפה יוסף בן יפה ושבן יפה נינה יוסף בן יפה דניה בן נינה שמחה בן אפר מלאם ושבן לכם דמר מרים גבית נבטי לבן רחב בדינה, אביר מלכה, ולהבדיל לנשמת דוד בן אליהו, לידן המתפריים, שומר ושאר, ואז מרמרם דינה ותאמרון תמר ברכה ותאמרון משה ברפאון, אליהו בן יוסף וסתם שלמה שלמה משפטאים, שם בן משה, ולהבדיל הרעיון, דבורה בת מרים. Okay, we are continuing parashat Chayei Sara. In this week's parasha, we started speaking about the idea about shiduchim, about a person getting married. And we know, of course, the story of Yitzchak and Rivka. Avram sent Eliezer, his servant, to go and find a wife from his homeland, from his hometown, for Yitzchak. But now, in about the fifth Aliyah, there's a very interesting line, that now Eliezer is on his way back with Rivka, with Yitzchak's wife, and Yitzchak has no idea. But now Yitzchak goes out into the field and he does something very interesting. The Pasuk says, "Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh lifnot arev." It says Yitzchak went out into the field, and he supplicated in the field towards the nighttime, before it became nighttime. What does this mean? What does this pasuk mean? He supplicated. So the Chachamim explained, this is where Yitzchak Avinu established the Tefillah of Mincha. The Tefillah of Mincha was established right then and there in this week's parasha by Yitzchak Avinu. Right before sunset, he went out into the field and prayed. Now what was he praying for? Now of course, I'm sure we don't know for sure exactly what he was praying for, but I think we can make an assumption. Right, Avraham Avinu sent a servant specifically to go a long way to bring a wife for Yitzchak. You can assume that part of Yitzchak, what he was going out to pray for, is to find his shiduch, to find his partner in life. Right. So, meaning to say that even though yes, it is partially destined from Hashem, at the right time, each and every person with the right person, they'll get married. But even more than that, a person has to do their effort. What is your effort? Your effort is not just standing there and thinking that Hashem will bless me whenever He blesses me. You have to pray for it. And don't think that, oh, I'm only 18, I don't think I'm getting married for a couple of years, I don't need to pray for it now. Or I'm young, I have some time. Or I've tried all the prayers, it doesn't work. I'll give you a story. There's a story of this man who wanted to go and buy a very, very fancy, expensive chandelier. He wanted to go buy a very fancy, expensive chandelier. So he goes to the store and he asks the person, how expensive, how much does this cost, the chandelier? And what does the person say? He says, $1,000. So the guy takes out $1 from his pocket, he puts it on the table, he says, I'm ready to buy. The guy says, I said $1,000, not $1. So he says, okay, here, I'm ready to buy. He says, no, this is not enough. So he comes back the next day with another dollar, and the next day with another dollar, and another dollar. After a month, $30, $50, $100. He says, am I ready to buy it? He starts screaming at the owner, sell it to me already. The owner looks at him and says, are you stupid? Do you not understand that I told you it's $1,000? No matter how much you pay, if it's not $1,000, I'm not going to give it to you. Hashem is telling us the same thing. We think at times, we pray once, we pray 10 times, pray 100 times. Every single thing in life that you pray for has a price tag to it. Has an amount of tefillah, an amount of kavanah, amount of attention you have to put in your tefillah in order to retrieve that type of thing. And it could be that Hashem decides that it's not for you at the end and He'll give it to some other way. But we have to understand that you have to put in that effort of praying to Hashem in order for Him to open up that beracha. He's ready to give it to you. He's ready to pour it out to you. But the only way He can give it to you is for Him to see that you want it. So essentially what we are doing is we're praying to Hashem and asking Hashem, you open up the treasure box. You open up the treasure box and allow the beracha to be poured out. But if a person doesn't pray to Hashem for such a thing, if a person doesn't pray to Hashem for such a thing, then there's no way Hashem can open it up for him. This goes with everything. It goes not only with shiduchim, it goes with everything in life. A person wants something in life. When you want something, it doesn't always come to you. You want parnasa tova, you want to have good parnasa. You want to have healthy children. You want anything you want. You have to start praying for it from the beginning. Don't wait till it's too late and start praying. Pray for it from now. Start praying to Hashem, for those who are looking for a shiduch. Pray to Hashem every day that you find the right person at the right time. Let Hashem show you clarity who that person is. Whenever you get that, find that person. After, if a person is married, pray that you have healthy children. You have many children. After you have passed that stage, pray a person parnasat tova. You have to pray for these things. Don't just assume that because this is things that everybody has that Hashem will give it. No, it's not a given. I'll tell you a story. when my wife was giving birth, so we went to the hospital, and when you go to the hospital, they start asking the women a lot of questions. Do you have this disease? Do you have this problem? Do you have this heart problem? Do you have this? And they go through 150 different questions. Do you have this problem? Do you have the? And most of them are things that you would never even think of. Do you have this heart problem? Do you have that problem? Do you have this problem? And you're thinking like, wow, Baruch Hashem. Like, Ishtabach Shem Ala'ad. Like, no, we don't have any of these problems. Like, you're able to walk. Are you able to hear? Are you able to breathe? Do you have smoking issues? Do you have lungs issues? Do you have heart issues? All of these things, and we're walking every single day freely without even realizing that these are things that Hashem blesses us with. We have to appreciate those things. We have to ask Hashem and request for Hashem that He gives us beracha, that He blesses us with finding the right wife at the right time, healthy children, parnasat tova. But we also have to appreciate when Hashem gives it to us and not just take it for granted. Not just to think that just because this is something that everybody or most people have, then automatically I don't have to appreciate it. No, the opposite. By showing Hashem appreciation, it makes Him want to give it to you more. And I'll tell you by example. Imagine you're a father, or those of which who are fathers, and you have a child. And a child comes and asks you for money. They need money for school. So you give them money. They come back the next day. Can I have money? The next day. And over and over and over and over. And they never say thank you. Now, father, they love their children unconditionally. They don't need a thank you. But it's always nice to have some appreciation. And when the child shows appreciation, the father wants to give more. He wants to come out of his way to give. Right? There's a very famous story I love to say. There was this father who sent away his son away for college. And when the son was away, the son every month he would call the father once a month. But when he would call, he would only call just to ask for money. He would call, "Dad, can you replenish me in my bank account? Can you send more money into my bank every month?" After a few months of this happening, the father started to feel a little bit upset. He said, "My son, he only calls me for money." So he said, "You know what? Next time he calls," he called him the next time. He said, "You know what? I'm not giving you money." The son said, "What do you mean? You sent me away for college. How am I supposed to get by? I'm not working." He says, "Come home. Come all the way home. I'm going to take a flight. Come all the way home for what?" He said, "I want to speak to you." So the child takes a flight. He comes all the way back home. He comes into the house. He walks home and sees the father. And the father comes and gives him a hug. They start talking. "How are you?" Back and forth. Conversation. Half an hour. 1 hour. And the father gives him money. The son is looking at him. He says, "Dad, I don't understand. You make me take a 6-hour flight. Travel so far to come all the way back just to talk to you for an hour and get $100, $150, whatever it is that you could have just transferred, or however much money I needed in my bank. Why did you have to go such an extent?" And the father tells him something that's so important. He says, "Son, I just want to speak to you. I just want to have a relationship with you. You can have as much money in the world as you want. I'm working for you. The purpose of his working is in order to support you. Or else, why would the father work?" The father tells him, "I just want to have that relationship with you." Hashem is saying the same thing to us. Hashem just wants a relationship. He wants us to talk to Him. He wants us to appreciate. He wants us to not only ask, but thank Him. Thank Him for all of the good that He gives. And ask for all of the good to bring upon ourselves. And I think with this type of perspective change, this was Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu understood that my father's Avram Avinu. I think Yitzchak had a lot of zechuyot. He had a lot of merits. He didn't necessarily need to go out and pray for such a thing, to get a wife. He knew that Avram Avinu had such zechut that his wife would have came automatically. But Yitzchak Avinu still went out and put in an effort. He went and thanked Hashem. He asked of Hashem, "Hashem, please give me a wife that I can grow with, that we can grow and bring amazing children with." And this is what Yitzchak Avinu showed us. And I think each and every one of us can take the same. We have to pray to Hashem, not only by asking of Hashem, but also thanking of Hashem, appreciating from Hashem everything He does give us, and asking Hashem anything that we don't have. And say, "Hashem, you know what? The most important thing when you ask is, Hashem, only give this to me if this is what is right for me. Because if it's not right for you, then He won't give it to you." With that type of request, now Hashem will only give things that are good for you, and He won't give things that are not. And I pray that each and every one of us, we go closer and closer to Hashem. We ask of Hashem, and Hashem should answer very, very quickly. And not only that, Amen. We should thank Hashem and appreciate all of the things that Hashem gives us, all of the barakot that we see and that of which we don't see, to be able to thank Hashem and appreciate, and Hashem will be able to continue pouring out more and more bracha until the end. Have a great day, gentlemen.